Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Amazon and Facebook hit a high note yesterday. Both companies pushed past ExxonMobil to become the fourth and fifth largest U.S. companies. That makes the top five all tech, with Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft leading the pack. The industry giants are on a particularly good run, with Amazon, Google, and Facebook announcing soaring profits and growth. Here to talk about this is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is senior editor at Recode. He joins us now from New York. Hey, Jason, welcome back.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
So you can see this as a rise in tech. On the other hand, it's also indicative of the huge slide in oil we've seen in the last couple of years. How significant is it in the industry to have Amazon and Facebook surging like this?
I mean, I think it's pretty significant, and I think there are a whole bunch of questions to ask. It's fair to question whether it's a good thing for the economy to have all this power consolidated in this one industry. On the other hand, would you rather have Exxon and a bunch of companies like Exxon at the top there? I don't know the answer to that, but for sure, this is something that a lot of people are talking about right now.
And it raises the old, is this a bubble question? Is this sustainable over the long term?
For sure. I think what we're seeing with Facebook and Google still is their dominance in advertising. And as mobile phone penetration continues to get more profound worldwide, they are still primed for huge growth there, since they combined own about, you know, almost 50% of the digital ad ecosystem. Mm. So this is just the beginning for them. And Amazon's playing in a lot of different fields besides e-commerce, including their cloud business, where they store data and provide computing power for a bunch of companies and even government agencies. And that's a big piece of their profits right now.
Yeah, Jason, let's talk a little more about Amazon. I mean, the company was long seen as this cash burner. Oh, they're not making a profit. Last week, you know, it announced record profits for the third straight quarter. And CEO Jeff Bezos just passed Warren Buffett to become the third richest person in the world. What do you think's fundamentally changed for Amazon?
Well, I think part of it is just the scale they're at right now. You know, everything from, you know, sort of pricing advantages they now have when buying inventory to sort of just, you know, fixed costs now are a smaller part of, you know, revenue as they gain scale. But a big piece of their profits right now is their AWS cloud computing business. It's only about 10% of revenue, but some huge number of their operating income. And so they're reinvesting a lot of that money back into that business, which is their fastest growing also. But it's also a nice buffer to reinvest into new projects like the Amazon Echo speaker, and as well as their core retail business, where they are just dominant in North America right now.
Let's move to Facebook. I mean, it also posted some strong profits. Is this all about ads as well? Tell us how Facebook is doing and why.
So it is. I mean, they are, I want to say something like 80-something percent of their ad revenue is now from mobile phones. And a large piece of this is it's almost all app install ads, so an ad that drives you to download an app. And there's been some noise recently that people are today, you know, downloading fewer apps from the App Store. But there's reason to believe that's actually good for Facebook, because advertisers now need new ways to put these apps in front of people to get them onto their phones. And so that's the story today. In the future, Facebook's making a big bet on video now, trying to get everyday people, you know, to stream live video. And the goal there is to get TV advertising dollars to move onto Facebook, which up until this point hasn't. The question is, can everyday people make video content that you and I and millions of people around the globe actually want to watch? And I'm pretty skeptical about that right now.
Yeah, interesting. And Facebook's put a lot into its Messenger app, similar to Snapchat, which is growing fast. Is there indication that Snapchat is cutting into Facebook's growth at all?
I mean, Facebook would love to own Snapchat, right. And Mark Zuckerberg has tried and been denied. And so, yes, even today, Instagram, which Facebook owns, just came out with a product that's very similar to one of Snapchat's most popular products, called Snapchat Stories. And so, that is a concern. You couldn't tell right now in Facebook's numbers, but I think, looking 5 years out, there is a big concern inside of Facebook at what Snapchat's rise means for it.
Finally, let's take a look back at Google, their parent company, Alphabet. There's been some concern expressed in the past by analysts that they're relying too much on ads. Has their revenue stream diversified, or is it still ads, ads, ads? Briefly.
It still is largely an ads business. They've done better in mobile than many people have anticipated, but their cloud business, enterprise business, they call it, like AWS at Amazon, is where they're looking for a lot of future growth, and that division seems to have grown much faster than expected in the last quarter. So that's a good sign.
All right, Jason Del Rey, he's a senior editor at Recode. Jason, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.